Blog Talk Radio.
Kevin Gray, friends.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. You're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God is everything. Amazing God. Amazing King, he's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near.
Sing it.
Oh, now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace. But I'm so glad.
And I'm so glad.
That I found you. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an everything. Amazing God. So amazing.
Where would I be without you?
I would probably be in somebody's grave. All of the mistakes that I made.
All of the mistakes that
Good morning. Good morning. This is Pastor Erica Bradford hosting today for Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Dr. Alfreda Bradford is the overseer, apostle of this ministry. If this is your first time calling in, welcome. If you are family, thank you for coming home. Thank you for coming to the table of spiritual breakfast. We welcome each and every one of you. Let's get started with prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for a new day. Thank you for brand new mercies day by day. Help us to take advantage of the benefits of this day. Lead us, guide us, direct us in the ways that we should take. And Lord, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrows, and we walk in the promises and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. So thank you for the word for today. Thank you for it falling on good soil and good ground. So wherever this word may fall, across America, across the country, across the world, God, translate it in the language that the people need to hear and to understand. All these things we ask in Jesus' mighty precious name. Amen. Once again, welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry 6 a.m. call, where this line has been, prayer line has been, I believe, correct me if I'm mistaken, but it's been around for going on 12 years. I think this year makes 12 years for Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. It started in a hotel room when me and my sister and my mother were going through a season of evictions, and my mother was called by the Lord to start this call, and it has blossomed to such a beautiful thing. It's all across the country and all across the world. People are tuning in. So thank God for Dr. Alfreda's obedience and her faithfulness and getting started, and her obedience and her faithfulness for continuing to the end. And to each and every one of the ministry partners that have been beside her, God bless you, you, and you. So today we are talking about the law of obedience. The law of obedience. And I am coming from, God placed in my spirit the book of Genesis. Because when I was given the topic, I was like, okay, obedience. Where did obedience even start? And I was taken back to the Garden of Eden. Because if it wasn't for the fall of man, we wouldn't have this thing of obedience versus disobedience. So I'm going to read a little bit of Genesis chapter 2. And it says, let me see, where do I want to begin? Give me one moment. Genesis chapter 2, let's just start at verse 1. It says, the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Then Jesus blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which God had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth of the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to work the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So we're going to jump down to 15. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. I'm going to stop right there for a moment. And I'm a word person. Like, words are my thing. So I was like, okay, I know what obedience is, but let me look up the definition to obedience. Because sometimes we know what things are based on how we perceive it to be. But I also like to look words up to see what is the exact definition. That way it can help shape the way I see the word. So obedience, according to Webster's Dictionary, is compliance with an order, request, submission, or law to another's authority. One more time. Obedience is compliance with an order, request, submission, or law to another's authority. So when we go back to Genesis chapter 2, and when we go back up to the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Why do we think, this is rhetorical, this is food for thought right now, why do you think God commanded Adam? That was a distinct command. That was a law. That was a rule. That was a command of authority that Adam broke. Why did God command him that? Why did God put rules in place for a place that's supposed to be perfect? Food for thought, rhetorical questions, questions for reflections. Here we are, or here Adam is living in basically heaven. Here Adam is, have everything he could ever want, everything he could ever need. No sin has entered in yet. He lived purest form of bliss. Why did God give him a command, which leads me to think, even in a perfect situation, there is always going to be a command of God, because through his command, he wants us to choose whether we obey or disobey. It's called free will. It's called free choice. God, if God didn't give us the choice to obey or to disobey, if he didn't give us the choice to choose, that will be considered manipulation. We love God because we have a choice to love God. God didn't force us to love him. Do you feel forced? God didn't force us to choose him, because he said, if you're going to love me, you have to choose that. That's the purest form of love, when you can choose. The purest form of love is when you can choose to love. So he gave Adam a choice. Even in the perfect setup, the perfect situation, Adam still had a choice to obey or not to obey. Let's go on. So then I was looking up, what are the rewards of obeying? What are, like, what do we really understand what happens when we really obey God? By obeying God in all things, by obeying God, even in the small things, when we obey God, even in the mundane things, the things where we feel like this ain't even worth it, like it's so small, it's so, like, other people might look over it, nobody's going to acknowledge you for obeying him, because you think, like, it's just so small, it seems like so not relevant, But even in the mundane things, when God calls us to obey him, we are showing God that we are willing and able to do what he asks of us. Obeying God when it's like sending somebody a text message. When God says, hey, check on that person. And if you call them or if you text them saying, hey, just on my mind, just thinking about you. Hope all is well. If God told you to do that and you did it, that's obedience. You going to work. You're not really feeling that well yourself, but you find a way to put a smile on your face and tell your neighbor good morning. Tell that person good morning. God's like, hey, tell that person good morning. And you do. In your mind, you're thinking, oh, I'm just saying good morning. But if you do that out of obedience to God, you don't know what that hello, good morning might have done for that person. Obedience isn't always something that looks like faith. Obedience isn't always something that's so high and mighty and speaking in tongues. Obedience isn't always something that looks churchy. Obedience is whatever God tells you to do in your everyday life. You as a person, if we put spirituality to the side, if we put religion to the side, if we put church to the side, if we put our titles to the side, if we put the church rhetorics to the side, obedience is how you obey God in your everyday life. God tells you to fix your attitude because you a little stank right now. You and your feelings, if God says straighten up and you straighten up, that's obedience. Obedience ain't always about what he tells you to do for others. Obedience is doing what he tells you to do for you. When you're feeling a little off or you're feeling a little more vulnerable or you're feeling a little bit more sad, and God say, hey, do something that makes you happy today. Go for a walk. Go to the movies. Go buy yourself an ice cream cone. And when you listen to him and take advantage of it, you feel better. But some of us, we like to sit in our feelings for a little bit while longer. And God was like, hey, I'm commanding you to go and do something. Pick yourself up. I don't really need you to pray right now. I just need for you to take care of yourself. Get up. Get out the house. Have you thought about that? Have you thought about how obedience to God just might be, what is he trying to tell me to do to better myself as an individual? I don't think it's that deep and spiritual if we are in close relationship with him. God, I want to get away. God, I want to travel. God, I just need a break. He said, well, you worked, right? You got some money saved up, right? Go ahead and take 3 days and go somewhere. Some of us can't accept simple answers. We want to bombard heaven and say, oh, this ain't God. God wouldn't tell me to do this. I'm just going to sit here and wait a little longer. You sure? Why does it seem like we aren't at peace with the simple ways of God? It don't take God to always be so high and mighty and this power figure and this person sitting on a throne. He comes down to the meek and to the lowly. He knows how to speak to us as we are. So I'm encouraging you today to hear God in all forms. I'm encouraging you today to trust God in the simple ways of life. I'm encouraging you today that God wants you to live your best life through obedience to him by taking small steps and big steps. When he tells you to make the leap, make the leap. When he tells you just to walk it, walk it. When he tells you to make the jump, make the jump. When he tells you already it's time to pick your feet up and to run, make the run. But I'm learning that God speaks to me on the level where I can understand and hear him. There are moments where he's loud and boisterous, but for the most time it's small. Speaks to us and commands us also through our common sense. He also speaks to us through our common sense. Raise your hand if you feel like you got some common sense. Because sense ain't common for everybody. God is a very intellectual God. God knows our psyche. God knows our body. God knows what we like and what we don't like. And for some of us, we have put God in a box because we feel like he only can come a certain way. He can only speak a certain way. And that you got to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G to get the commandments of God. And God said, sometimes, for the most part, I'm not even coming that deep to you. I'm trying to help you in the simplest form so you can live your best life, so you can live in the abundant life I promised you. I challenge you today to make sure all of your channels are on when it comes to obeying God. All your channels are on. Do you feel that you can only tune into God when he's so deep? Or can you also tune into God when he's coming so meek and lowly? Can you tune in on all channels? Can you obey on all channels? And vice versa, can you tune in when he's meek and lowly? And can you tune in when he is mighty and powerful? Let me give you some verses to close out. I pray that this is coming forth as the Holy Spirit intended. Obedience, the law of obedience. Give you some verses, amen. So give you about 5 or 6 verses for your reflection and meditation for today. 2 Corinthians 10:5. We demolish arguments for every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. We demolish arguments and every pretension that set itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to God. God, turn our thoughts to obey you. Deuteronomy 11:1, love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, his decrees, his laws, and his commands always. How do you keep the commands of the Lord, his decrees, and his requirements? Loving the Lord. You can only obey God through love and faithfulness. I mean, that's the bottom line to it. The sugar on the rim, the cherry on top. the only way you can even attempt to obey God and to keep his law, keep his requirements, keep his decrees, keep his commands always, you got to love God. You got to have faith. It's a faith thing. His word also says that only our faith pleases him anyway. So it's through our working of our faith that we are obeying him and trusting him and keeping his commands. So if you're not a believer, if you have not given your life to Christ, you have to start there. And then once you do accept him into your heart as your Lord and personal Savior, you can begin the working of these things. Amen. Let's see. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. John 15, 14. You are my friends if you do what I command. You are my friends if you do what I command. John 14, 15, if you love me, so if you're his friend, do what he says. If you love him, keep what he says, my God. Romans 5, 19, for just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of one man, the many will be made righteous. Hallelujah. Isn't that a beautiful way to wrap it up? Romans 5:19. For just as disobedience of one man, Adam, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience, Jesus, of the one man, the many will be made righteous. Thank you, Jesus, for your obedience. Thank you, Jesus, for your obedience. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for obeying the will of your Father. Praise the Lord. So this is the word for today. I pray that you had taken some notes, some physical notes or some mental notes on, does it mean to obey God for you? We as a body of Christ, we have a universal command. We all have set laws and principles and decrees that we all as believers must abide by. The universe, and that's the laws of God, laws of the Bible, but also laws of the land. God does command us to obey the laws of the land. So we have the laws of the land to live by. We have laws of God to live by that are set out plain as day. But you as an individual, you're unique in your makeup. You're unique in your DNA. Are you fulfilling the commands of God that he is telling you to do? Where he was saying, I didn't give Sister Erica that. I gave that for you to do. I didn't give that to Dr. Alfreda to do. I gave that for you to do. God, we thank you for your word. Thank you that it fell on good ground today. God, help us to be able to peel back this word and apply it where it is needed for our growth and spiritual development. Help us not to take things always so deep and heavy. Also, take it in small forms and small applications to hear what it is that you're telling us as individuals in our own personalities and our own makeup. That way we can really live out life in full abundance. We're not living a certain way because that's what the church says. We're not living a certain way because of our spiritual makeup or spiritual or religious background, but we're living an abundant life because we have learned how to take your word and to apply it to every facet of our lives. Help us. Show us. Help us to turn up all channels to hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. If you do not know Christ and the pardon of your sins, if you would like to accept Christ into your heart as your Lord and personal Savior today, so you can even be able to turn on the channels. If you don't have Christ in your life, there's no channel you can turn on because you haven't accepted the frequency. So in order to even hear from God and in order to even delve into his word and understand what he's saying or to hear what he's saying at all, you have to receive him. And it's so simple. It's so simple. It's too simple. If you would like to ask God into your life so you can hear what he's saying and live this abundant life that we've been talking about, just repeat this prayer after me and say, God, forgive me of my sins. I ask for you to come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. I confess with my mouth, and I do believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. So from this day forward, I am saved. If you repeated that prayer, you just made a swift transition. You just became a child of God. You have went from sinner to righteous. Just that quick. If you repeated that, welcome to the fold. Please reach out to us so we can help disciple you on your journey. Welcome, 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 welcome. If that was you, if you repeated that prayer, please email us at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. lifewordjesus@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Also, you can visit the website at any time to learn more about the ministry at www.lifewordjesus@gmail.com. lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. If today's word has blessed you and you would like to sow a seed into good ground, which is a universal obedience, but it's also a personal obedience, Cash App is Life Word Jesus. $ Life Word Jesus. Or you can also visit the website for other payment methods. Thank you in advance for your giving. Those of you who would like to join me for in-person service this Sunday, I am having in-person service in the Northeast section. I can only give out the address once you RSVP because it's going to be at a coffee shop. I'm having church inside of a cafe, and we're going to have tea, coffee, and pastries, and I need to make sure I can accommodate you. So please, if you are interested from 10 to 12, it's only 2 hours, from 10 to 12, if you would like to join me and Dr. Alfreda and a few other members for in-person service this Sunday, please RSVP. If you would like more information, please text me at 215-394-3335. 215-394-3335. Let me make sure I just gave you the right number. because that wouldn't be cool. Yes, 215-394-3335. Amen and amen. If you are not able to come, but you would like to sow a seed, you can also send that to Cash App, $LifeWordJesus.com, and put in the memo, Sunday service. Once again, if you can't make it but would like to sow a seed, which would be greatly appreciated, you can also send that to Cash App, which is $LifeWordJesus, and put in the memo, Sunday service or coffee shop. Thank you in advance for your support. If all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to close out and go about our day, and we're going to listen to God on all frequency levels as to how he would have us to obey him. That way we can live a more prosperous and abundant life. Amen. Amen. Dr. Afrida, Mom, thank you for this time and opportunity. And for those of you who have tuned in, thank you for dining with us, having breakfast with us, the Breakfast for Champions on this 6 a.m. morning call. Let us pray. God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. God, I didn't have to hoop and holler today. I didn't have to be that version today. You told me to be this version today because you wanted me to come plain and simple for the people, letting them know sometimes it does not take all of that to get a word. It doesn't take all of that to get a breakthrough. Sometimes just coming in the simplest form, coming meek and lowly, is just as effective. So, God, I pray that as we go throughout our day and meditate on the word, God, that you will begin to reveal to us other ways that you've been trying to speak to us, other ways that you've been commanding us to obey you in the simplest ways, God, the big ways and the simple ways. And God, knowing that sometimes it is a sacrifice, obeying you, for the most part, it is a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of time, energy, money. You do cause us to sacrifice these things. But God, the reward, there is a reward for obeying you. There is a reward. You said you reward those that diligently seek you. And the people that's taken the time to diligently seek you, they're walking through obedience. So thank you, because the reward is just not in things we can see, things we can hold, but the reward is also in peace of mind and peace of spirit, good health, prosperity, inside and outside. So we say thank you. God, this word will help us to grow in just the principles of God. This basic word would just help us to, I believe this was a basic word to just help us grow in the principle of obedience. This was a discipleship morning workshop this morning. So thank you for using me. Thank you for Dr. Afrida. Thank you for everybody that tuned in on today. And God, make our day that much sweeter, because we chose to fellowship with you. We gave you the first fruits of our day. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can listen to the replay at any time. Until next time, God bless. Pastor Erica, signing out.